Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's so great connecting with each and every one of you on this glorious, glorious day. You know, change is in the air. It doesn't matter how you cut it, slice it, dice it, roll it around, make a meatball out of it. It doesn't matter. It's still change. And it is in the air. It's in the air in some of the most amazing ways. And what I mean by that is almost everyone you talk with, there is change on the mind. And, you know, what is it about change that gets it to be one of the most used words in the field of psychology, in the field of management, in the field of life? Well, what goes on with it sometimes is not only is it one of the most used phrases that we have, it is probably one of the most feared phrases that we have. Today, we're going to get a great sneak preview at I don't even know where to begin with this story, except to say I've been honored to take this journey with Dr. Friedman Schaub. And honored is really an understatement. It has been so amazing to be with him along the way as he cultivated just an incredible platform to help people break through fear, anxiety, and just about anything else going on in their lives. You know, this show today is with him, a colleague, a friend, you know, someone that has been so committed and dedicated to helping others. You know, he started out as someone that began a life journey specializing in cardiology, molecular biologist, helping thousands of people. But now here he is continuing that journey with his personal breakthrough and empowerment program. Today, I get to talk with this amazing individual trained in multiple modalities on the launch of his incredible new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a breakthrough process for healing and empowerment with your subconscious mind. This today is not just a first, but a birthing of sorts. You know, this is how all of you now get to hear about what this body of work has been about for him, the fabulous book being published by Sounds True, and one of many interviews that, you know, Dr. Schaub will be doing about this breakthrough book. Today, we're going to really peel back the layer of fear and anxiety and present multiple ways that he has been able to help people globally. It is an honor. It is a just absolutely amazing pleasure to introduce you to someone that's been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show for years, that I got to meet, that I got to be friends with, and now I get to honor him in a profound way. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you so much for, being such an amazing supporter and companion on this journey. It has been and will continue to be a great pleasure.
You know, this, I'm so excited for you. I don't even know where to begin, but I do want to begin someplace. As I always do, right? I mean, you know me pretty well.
Right.
you know we're going to begin. I'm going to ask you kind of an interesting question. You know, I've read your book. I love, love, love your work. You know that, of course. And the question that comes to mind is that one of the soul, you know, the soul takes us to some interesting places. You know, how have you been able to move beyond your own fear and anxiety so that you can take this powerful body of work out into the world?
Well, you know, it certainly is one of those things that there is this saying, when the pain of of what the situation is right now is greater than the fear of changing, usually that's a way of moving forward. And in many ways, that's what I was dealing with, the pain of being in a work or in a healing paradigm that I didn't fully believe in anymore, which was the paradigm of the Western medicine. In the place where I used to work, it was a gigantic cardiology department, and you could really feel that patients saw themselves more as numbers that got carried in. You know, they got some stents or some interventive therapy, they got some prescriptions and medication, and then they got carried out again, and this went in and out all day long. And there was no real personal addressing of what's actually going on with you, what caused you to have these heart problems. I mean, we all know the heart is, you know, in many ways, not only this pumping muscle, but there is also, when we feel emotions, the physical correlate in our chest. I mean, when you just ask people, when you're stressed or anxious, where do you feel it? I mean, most people feel it in their chest, the tension, the pressure, a weight. And I, over time, just felt that we are missing out. There is an opportunity for people to actually see their heart disease as that wake-up call to maybe make changes in their life that go beyond, you know, avoiding fat or stop smoking. There may be things that people actually want to take from this experience of a heart attack and really look deeper inside and ask themselves, what was actually causing my heart to, you know, to get so injured? Because, you know, what was going on before my you know, maybe heart went out of rhythm? And these kind of questions, of course, couldn't be answered. There was no time. There was no real interest. And so I ventured out of this field and was really curious to find more answers on a very deep, literally molecular level, to get more a feeling of, well, are we as human beings now flawed, or are we way more powerful and have much more potential than we are given credit for? So I got into the field of basic research and really found that the latter is true. There is so much power and potential and especially healing force in each and every cell, that my question was, how can we actually go from having all of this potential to, when we are sick, feeling completely powerless? And how can we help people to access this potential? And one of the keys to that is certainly our emotions. You know, when we are afraid, when we are just feeling not good enough or insecure or flawed, our healing potential is greatly diminished. When we are feeling optimistic and confident and positive, our immune system is activated and our healing potential is, you know, ready to be utilized. And so that's where I got into the power of emotions and the source of emotions, which is ultimately not our intellect, but the subconscious mind. And this is how this body and work started to evolve over the years.
Well, one of the things I want to ask you about is this idea of fear and anxiety being such a challenge in our society, because I kind of alluded to that up front, you know, when I was doing the introduction.
Right.
You know, that word change, right? Everybody's talking about 2012. You know this. Of course, you know, you also know this from the great work you do taking people to Egypt. You, mm-hmm. you know, you completely understand this idea of change. And you say change to people, let's say in a corporate setting, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say the word change. And if you don't really tell them exactly what the change is, the level of fear and anxiety shoots through the roof.
Right.
Through the roof.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you've discovered and what you cover in the book about fear and anxiety in today's world, today's society.
Well, you know, our society is definitely burdened by fear and anxiety, and they're the obvious forms, you know, where people go to the doctor and say, you know, I just can't handle this anymore, and so they are on medication. and are diagnosed with anxiety disorder and so on. But then there is also the hidden anxiety that where you don't really have statistics, where people just feel simply overwhelmed, but they pretty much say that's life. You know, I'm just running around from morning to night. I don't even know where my head is, but that's what I need to do. So those fears and anxieties are millions and millions of people that don't really have anywhere to go and that don't really know what to do with their emotions. They are simply just coping, and coping often goes also then into the behavior, of course, of drinking or trying to simply cover up what you're feeling, and that's a real big problem. Now, another part of the change that is not really discussed in our society and causes a lot of fear is the change that happens naturally as we are aging. So many people are scared of looking different, not being as capable of simply getting, you know, pushed out of the active part of society as they're aging, and that causes a lot of people to do things that, you know, are in many ways, I think, extreme, like plastic surgeries or, you know, trying to still, you know, prove themselves something, although it costs them really, you know, a healthy body. So these are basically the fears and anxieties we are dealing with, and at the core of it is that we are afraid of losing control, of being out of control. And, you know, when you ask people, what is actually the opposite of being out of control? You know, many people would say, well, it is being in control.
Yeah, but, I was just going to say.
But that's actually not true. Because
yeah,
if you try to be in control, all you're doing is just basically putting fuel into the fire of your stress and anxiety. You know, we all know this. When we try to be in control, what do? We micromanage. We are, you know, trying to basically have all the ducks in the row. We are becoming hypervigilant, perfectionists, and so on. And that only increases the sense of having to do more in order to feel a sense of control. But when you really ask yourself, what would be it like if I actually would feel that positive feeling of being in control, it would be a much greater feeling of peace. Some people say, you know, that the ultimate control is when you accept. And when you just can accept there are certain things that you can control and other things that you cannot control. And so when it comes to fear and anxiety and the fear and anxiety solution, it's really a journey that helps people to find much greater understanding and acceptance for themselves. And therefore, the fear evaporates, the fear of not having, you know, anything to measure up or not being good enough. And that's really the core of it. You cannot just take fear into a garbage can and put it out on the street. Fear is something that is an internal message from a deep part of us inside, and we cannot ignore that message, but we can use that message of fear and anxiety as a catalyst of growth. It's basically a bridge that can, if you walk that bridge and learn how to walk that bridge, that can lead you to yourself, to find yourself. And that's the beauty about working through this book, that at the end, fear and anxiety is really not any longer your enemy. It's actually much more an ally that you are looking at with a complete new set of eyes.
Well, I love this. You know, this is for so many of you out there. I'm so thrilled to be introducing you to Dr. Friedman Schaub's just incredible book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Schaub about this idea of fear and the body. Does it really get our biochemical juices flowing? And then what does that mean? What does that mean for us? Why are we in a society right now when it comes to fear, we turn to the pill, the potion, or the lotion? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining me here today. The Fear and Anxiety Solution is fabulous, hot off the press, coming to you. Wow. New book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, A Breakthrough Process for Healing and Empowerment with Your Subconscious Mind. This book is hailed by so many people. It, you know, Dr. Friedemann, Christiane Northrup says, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is beautifully written and loaded with the truth that can free you from the adverse effects of fear and anxiety. She highly recommends the book, and free you from fear and anxiety. I just want to stay with that for a moment because, you know, part of what I said before the break is this idea of being biochemically addicted in a way to fear and anxiety. So that we get to the point where it is simply easier to take that pill, potion, and lotion, whatever that is. And so what happens is we're throwing this pill, potion, or lotion at the surface of things. But your book clearly points to some deeper rooted things that need to be uncovered. It's like lifting up a rock. Have you ever been on the beach and lifted up a rock and you're just amazed at what crawls out of it? This is kind of the way, I mean, isn't this what you're talking about with fear and anxiety?
Well, you know, I see the pain medication not necessarily as something, you know, evil or avoidable. There are, and actually not the pain medications, the anti-anxiety medication, I see it more as a pain medication. You know, I see it in many ways that there are people that feel so trapped and so, you know, stuck in their anxiety that they need some just relief that allows them to then have also the space to work on themselves. So I'm not against the medication per se. I just don't advise it as the ultimate solution. It's not that fear and anxiety doesn't cause any biochemical changes in our brain. That's certainly proven. But the question is, what's the chicken and the egg? Is what we are feeling then consequently making those changes in the brain? Or are the changes in the brain causing us to feel something? And my feeling is that we are more feeling all over our body and not just having those feelings come from the brain. Our feelings and emotions are something that are still really not explainable by research. And so it's a little bit an easy way out to say, well, yeah, it's a low serotonin level or you don't have enough dopamine, and so let's do something about it. Because what happens is that you are ignoring that fear and anxiety are emotions that have been throughout evolution with us. If they wouldn't be of any use, if they wouldn't have any purpose, they wouldn't be there anymore. We would have evolved them beyond. We would have just at some point got rid of them because they can certainly keep us stuck. Like, you know, the deer in the headlight. It's not a very safe place to be in. But somehow fear and anxiety are still with us, and so there must be a purpose that they have. And by simply covering up through medication, you don't really get to the purpose. And that's where this pain medication analogy comes in. If you see this fear and anxiety issue more as a symptom, as a pain that calls you to attend to a deeper wound, then it makes sense that you wouldn't just cover up the pain and not address the wound. You want to actually go to the core of it. You want to know what's actually underneath it. What does this fear and anxiety try to tell me? What direction does it try to point towards me? And I think that's where the opportunity is great to, once you feel better, whether it's through medication or anything else, to really say, let's dig deeper. Let's go to the root. Let's go to the source of fear and anxiety. And that source is not be resolved through the intellect. You know, we cannot talk ourselves out of fear and anxiety, and we cannot necessarily understand fear and anxiety intellectually. We have to really learn to work with that part of our mind which creates fear and anxiety, which creates our emotions, and that's the subconscious mind.
Well, you know, there's a part in the book where you I don't remember the chapter exactly which one it is, but I love the title of the chapter. It was called "Look Who's Talking," and I think this was about the conversation you were having in the book about the three types of anxiety and negative thoughts.
Right.
And I want to have a conversation about that for a moment because you know this, especially in the past 10 years in the human potential movement, as folks are calling it, by the way. There's this whole idea about the cognition of fear, anxiety, and negative self-talk. And I wanted to have, a conversation with you about, this free-floating anxiety, this negative self-talk, even when you're not really saying anything, but the mind has its own agenda. And I'd like you to talk about that, because I think that's part of, you handled that brilliantly in the book, but it's also part of our challenge. We are scaring ourselves to death, Dr. Friedman.
All the time.
We are scared.
Absolutely.
We don't even need Halloween this year.
Well, and that's where, this work with the subconscious is so valuable, because when you say, we are scaring ourselves to death, obviously, intellectually, consciously, we don't want that.
No.
You don't sit around and think, okay, how can I now think anxious, negative thoughts about myself? How can I go to work and see my boss right now with the most biggest frown in the forehead and pointing a finger at me? You know, all those little thoughts that are bubbling up from somewhere, making us tense and afraid and bracing for the worst, they are not intellectual thoughts. They are recognized eventually by the conscious mind saying, oh, wow, look at this thought and look at that image. And then, of course, it causes us these emotions, but they come from somewhere deeper than that. And this is what this look who is talking about, really understanding what's my source of this negative self-talk. Where does it come from? Who is actually talking there? And it's really interesting when you are taking the time to actually think about and listen to the self-talk and listen to who actually is internally, what voice you're hearing. You may sometimes hear the voice of one of your parents, for example, you know, the critical self-talk, the judgmental self-talk, the one that makes you insecure just with a, you know, with one sentence. That is self-talk that often sounds like some authoritarian figure from your past. And I often have clients tell me that, you know, it doesn't sound like me. It just sounds like my teacher or my mother. And so then, you know, it's something that comes from a past. It's maybe, you know, it's like people often say, it's a tape that you're still running from the past. But ultimately what it is, it's that's a part of your subconscious that is still bringing out those thoughts and still giving you these messages for a very specific purpose. And that purpose is ultimately to protect you. You know, no matter how negative these thoughts seem, you know, whether it's critical, whether it's anxiety, whether it's judgmental of others, ultimately it's a form of protection. It's a form of, you know, telling you, I don't feel really safe, I don't feel really comfortable here. And that part that has those thoughts cannot be ignored. That part cannot be bashed with, oh, I hate those thoughts, I don't want to think about it. And it can also not be bought into. What you need to do with that part of you that has those thoughts is to actually address that part, to attend to it, and ultimately to give it reassurance and compassion. In the book, I explain exactly how to do this, but when you do this, your negative self-talk decreases by 80-90% in just a few weeks. I had clients coming in with books of written negative self-talk that they collected just in the course of 1 or 2 weeks. And then I gave them this exercise. They worked actually with the source of this negative thought. And then they came back with one page. And that was all that came out. It was like there was like a stillness inside of them that they had never experienced before. And it was quite strange for them to experience that their mind actually all of a sudden is quiet. And that's very powerful when you not just fight with yourself and your thoughts, but when you actually attend to them.
You know, part of what you talk about in the book, and I'd like to talk to you about it when we get back, is exactly this. You know, it's this idea of, you know, getting to wholeness, you know, resolving these inner conflicts.
Exactly.
And, you know, part of what you address in the book is this, you know, this time to let go. And yet at the same time, we're so used to holding on. I mean, you know this from a lot of different points of view, and you talk about it in the book in a, just an amazing way. One of the things you talk about, you know, has to do with the fact that we are so accustomed and used to our emotional baggage that it's easier to hold on to it than it is to let go, because you don't know what you're going to get in its place. Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedman Shaw, when we come back, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of the book. We'll give you a website that you can go to. And if you're ready to get rid of fear and anxiety for good, it is such an honor to be able to talk with all of you about Dr. Friedman Schaub's work, and when we come back, his brand new book and how you can rid yourself of fear and anxiety for good. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know what? We'll be right back. Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, you can go ahead to thedrpatshow.com or check out transformationtalkradio.com. As I mentioned earlier, it is an honor and a pleasure to be chatting with my friend, colleague, Dr. Friedman Schaub. And, you know, look it. This is his brand new book, hot off the press. I'm so thrilled to be introducing this to all of you. This is, as many of you know, something that Dr. Friedman and I have talked about on air numerous times, really understanding how powerful the body of work is that he does with folks. And so I want all of you to make a note. We're going to give you some information in a moment. I want all of you to make a note about the book. The book is called The Fear and Anxiety Solution, A Breakthrough Process for Healing and Empowerment with Your Subconscious Mind. Thanks to our friends at Sounds True. This book is coming out, and we're going to tell you when, how you can get your copy of it, and also how you can find out more about Dr. Friedman. You know, I think it's great, before we jump back into the conversation, Dr. Friedman, I think it's really great if you could just let folks know when the book is going to be hitting the Amazon and the bookstores, and how they can find out more about you and your work.
Well, the easiest way is just to go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. This is written all in one word, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or also the other website is cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com, also in one word. The book hits the bookshelf on November 2nd. However, if you can hold yourself back until November 7th, there is actually a wonderful campaign that we have planned for the book launch with 70 or 80 other amazing teachers and healers around the globe that have been all coming together to celebrate the birth of this book. And so if you are purchasing this book on that day through the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, you will actually receive free gifts and support from those amazing folks that are estimated at a value of over $5,000. So it's a wonderful give back to you as well. And again, November 7th is the day of that celebration.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, we were talking a bit before the break about the solution. And one of the things I mentioned was this idea of getting to wholeness and beyond, which you talk about in the book, you know, and what that is all about, you know, what that means to folks, and this idea of letting go. You know, we want to hold on to some of our emotional baggage for whatever reason that is. It's been like our dearest friend at some dark level.
Right.
And yet, so tell us why this is important to move beyond this. And, you know, in the book, you cover this idea of fear as being one of our greatest allies.
Well, you know, when you think about the root causes, and I talked about this before, what are those subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety, the wounds that need to be addressed, that the fear and anxiety is trying to, you know, alert you to, is one of the root causes is the emotional baggage that you just mentioned, those traumas of the past, those old patterns of fear and anxiety that we have been repeating over and over and over again, that are like a weight around our ankles. It's, you know, the more of these emotions, of this emotional burden you have stored inside of you, the more you actually are feeling the weight of fear and anxiety coming up at the most inopportune situations. You know how when you really have been fearful and anxious for a long time, and then just something small happens and it just throws you right away into a panic attack. You know, hear a loud noise and you're jumpy, or
Yeah. There's
a situation that, you know, you could handle. It's a little challenging, but you feel completely overwhelmed. Well, the reason is that you're so filled up with fear and anxiety to the brim that you're like a pressure cooker ready to explode. And that's what basically this emotional baggage does. It lowers the threshold for you to feel fear and anxiety. In other words, you are responding much faster and in much more big and unfortunately also damaging ways to situations that normally would cause you a little twinge maybe, or a tiny stress, but not this tidal wave of emotion. So it's very important to address that root cause. And the other root cause that, you know, you mentioned is this fragmentation, this inner conflict. You know, when you have two sides of you that are battling, it's very interesting. I have worked with so many people, but there is, when they're dealing with fear and anxiety, one common denominator, and you probably, when you listen to the show, can relate to this, there is an inner battle, a tug of war between a part of you that seems negative, that seems anxious, that seems to hold you back, and another part of you that seems more motivated, that gets you actually to listen to a show like Dr. Pat's show, that wants you to have a better life. And somehow these two sides are not only not getting along, they're actually fighting for the reign. They are pulling you back and forth. And all that happens internally is that you lose a lot of energy. You don't really know who you are, but you're not getting anywhere. You're just staying stuck. And that feeling of stuckness is another root cause of fear and anxiety that needs to be addressed. And so when in the chapter to wholeness and beyond, you learn basically how to communicate with the two sides, the positive and the negative side, to understand what they actually want, what is their purpose, and then work through a step-by-step process that helps these parts to actually understand that there is a higher purpose that they both share, and that they can actually support each other, that they can actually go for this higher purpose and share their individual gifts. Now, this is a process that is not done necessarily intellectually. You really do it on a conscious, subconscious level. That means you're consciously aware of what you're doing, but you're amazed how easy it is to work directly with your subconscious mind. And as you go through this process, which takes maybe like 10, 20 minutes, afterwards you will feel there's something happening that you will personally experience that really gives you a visceral, energetic feeling of, I am actually whole again. And that's the amazing thing that the subconscious does. You don't know how fragmented you are until you actually experience wholeness. And when you feel wholeness, there is a peace within, there is a clarity, there is a sense of groundedness that you may never had before. And that integration is permanent. You need to still do some homework that I'm also going to introduce in this chapter, but this integration stays with you and really allows you to see and approach life in much, much more focused and clear ways. Now, the beauty about Sounds True is that they also created a CD set for the book, and the CD set actually has me guiding folks through the processes. And so rather than having to read through all of this, you can actually also listen to the CD set and then have the CD set as something that you use as a, you know, as an extra tool, an additional tool for this work.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, you touched upon, which I want to talk to you about when we come back from the break, is, you know, how to keep moving forward too. You know, this is a book about self-empowerment. When we come back, Dr. Friedman and Shaw will talk about this idea of self-empowerment, why it's so important. You know, what is the blueprint? And how do we look at a new core belief? What does this mean? Can we change our point of view, our perspective in life? And if so, can we also change that core belief that has held us back so often to a new one? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Friedman Schaub, and his incredible book that you all are going to be able to have in your hands shortly, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. We'll be right back.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining me here today. It has been so cool to finally have a conversation with him about this book that I knew he was writing. His work is amazing, amazing. If you want to find out more about his work on how you can schedule your own session with him, because he is a phenomenal practitioner, amazing work he does, and you'll find out lots more about that if you go to cellularwisdom.com. Part of the conversation, Dr. Friedman, is about this breaking through to self-empowerment, because that is why you do what you do, to help people get on the other side of whatever it is that's going on with them in their own lives and how to keep moving forward. So I want to chat with you a little bit about this idea of establishing a new core belief, because obviously we have some beliefs that aren't serving us anymore, but many of us really don't have a sense of how to change them.
Yeah, and you know, and that's really the third root cause of fear and anxiety, limiting core belief. And that's, I think, a very often overlooked but very important part of the healing process. You know, you can find ways, and in the book there are ways described to release the emotional baggage we mentioned, and ways that actually allow you to really feel complete, like a clean slate on the subconscious level with this emotional charge that you used to have and that used to weigh you down. You can also find an integration and a wholeness that you have never experienced before. But if you continue to think in your mind that the world is a scary place or that you are not good enough, you will eventually recreate feelings of anxiety because you're still looking through those filters of the limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are like the laws of your internal universe. That's really determining how you approach life and how you see yourself. And limiting beliefs are very distorting. You know, we know ourselves, people that are not very confident, and we just think they are terrific. And we know probably also situations where we felt, yeah, that was okay, and other people were just blown away by what we have been able to accomplish. So we all have felt the impact of our limiting beliefs. The question is just, how do you change your beliefs? How do you take them out of your mind? And the most important question then is, what do you put in instead? It's one of those things that, like you said, the empowerment is the ultimate goal, and that's kind of the thread that leads through the entire book. It is not about getting rid of fear and anxiety. It's not about banishing it out of your system. It is actually transforming the limited version of yourself into an empowered identity, into a person who is recognizing your true potential, recognizing your truth on a core level. And there are different processes in the book that help you to do that, that help you to rethink and reprogram your mind all the way down to your cellular memory to really inhabit and live up to that person that you envision for yourself. You know, we continue to grow. It's not a, you know, you don't stop after this book to grow and evolve. But what you can do with the tools in this book is to continue to utilize them as these amazing aspects that allow you on this journey of growth. So when you today want to really see yourself and change your thinking into a person who is very confident and very empowered to be able to fulfill all the tasks that are really right now in front of you, maybe in a, you know, a year or so, you want to really focus on seeing yourself as a person who is incredibly generous and compassionate. And you can use the same ways and the same methods to also work with your subconscious to continue to evolve. So it's really something that is not only about fear and anxiety ultimately. It's really about helping you on this journey of becoming the person that you really can be and want to be.
Well, you know, this has really been, for me, a fabulous ride to take with you. And, you know, to see you giving birth to something that people all over the globe will be able to read, and especially with the CD series, and change their lives. And I want to thank you for doing what you do. And I want to ask you one last question. What, Dr. Friedman, what is your personal message? What would you like to leave folks with today?
Well, for me, it's important to see this process of healing not as a process of getting rid of illness or getting rid of disorders. Healing is ultimately about coming back into our wholeness. And being whole means that emotions that are so common, like fear and anxiety, become a part of our understanding of self. And this is something that's really the book going to help you with, because there is a chapter where I explain that after you went through the book, you will still feel at times fear and anxiety, but you will no longer feel that you're afraid of those emotions, but you will be able to interpret them in ways that actually help you to regain your wholeness very quickly, to find instantaneously a way to respond to those emotions so that you can be back in a place of balance and inner harmony. And that's the power. This is where fear and anxiety becomes your ally. It's that little messenger that nudges you and say, you know, you may have done something that actually got you out of balance, and here are your choices. Here are your, you know, the most common aspects, the most common things that you tend to do to create this imbalance. And I, as this messenger, the fear and anxiety messenger, tell you, pay attention, make adjustments, and then you can come back into your center.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Friedman, for joining us here today. This is so exciting to just watch this powerful message go out into the world. One more time, let people know your websites, the website for the book, and your website for helping people to change their lives.
The website is The Fear and Anxiety Solution. TheFearAndAnxietySolution.com in one word, and you can also find us at CellularWisdom.com. And the book
Thank
will come
you.
Out November 2nd.
We're excited about it. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And this is one of those books. Put on your list. Remember what Dr. Friedman said about when the book's coming out, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And remember, you all have exactly what you need to live your best life. It has just been an honor to be able to present you, Dr. Friedman Schaub. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stanis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.